This is a CHLY News Update. With Men's Mental Health Month coming up, Nanaimo's Western Edge Theatre prepares for its last show of the season, Canadian-made play, Seven Stories. Founded in 2002 and located in the OV Arts Centre on 25 Victoria Road, Western Edge Theatre aims to keep the art scene in downtown Nanaimo alive by producing new plays and presenting them to the public. Seven Stories by Canadian playwright Maurice Panitch first premiered at the Arts Club Theatre in Vancouver, British Columbia in May 1989. The play follows a protagonist known only as The Man as he stands on an apartment ledge contemplating ending his life. Throughout the course of the play, the man constantly gets interrupted by the residents of the apartment. Each time, he is thrust into the lives of the individuals living in the apartment complex. Every interaction gives a different perspective and snippet of each individual's lives. CHLY spoke with Seven Stories lead actor Dan Puglis on how acting has aided him throughout his life, as he himself deals with his own mental health challenges as well.
I was able to kind of work out my own specific problems that I was having through my personal life, through theater, whether that be through acting, writing, directing. I was always able to get more sympathy towards others, but more importantly, sympathy towards myself, because I find that I am extremely hard on myself as a person.
Acting serves as a safe space for Puglis, allowing him to express himself and temporarily disconnect from life's stresses. The sentiment comes full circle with his portrayal of The Man, using his experience to demonstrate it on stage. CHLY also spoke with Jonathan Greenway, Western Edge Theatre's artistic director and Seven Stories director, on his upbringing in theatre throughout his life.
My closest sense when I'm in a theater, it's my closest sense to a church or a divinity. Theater itself is only temporary. When you see a show, that's the only time you're going to see that moment, and then it's gone.
Greenway explained that each year he attempts to find a certain theme to follow when choosing the shows that will be produced throughout the season.
Those shows usually consist of a theme I like to put forward, a theme that might be socially engaging or engaging to our community of Nanaimo. Last season, for example, we did a whole season on queer theater and LGBTQ+ themes, as well as women's voices in the theater space.
With June being recognized as Men's Mental Health Month, Western Edge Theater stayed on brand by choosing to produce Seven Stories. Western Edge Theater is in the middle of rehearsals and set construction as the cast and crew prepare for the final play of the season. Lead actor Puglis dives into what it means for him to take on the role of the man in this decades-old play.
The play of Seven Stories deals with a lot of existentialism and a lot of questioning where people's headspaces are and their own specific values, and it questions stuff from religion, spirituality, alcoholism, and all these sort of different sort of topics.
The comedic tone amidst the heavy themes allow for audiences to find humor in the challenges of mental health. Greenway dives into his experience during rehearsals and the use of humor in the show.
Despite it being a piece about mental health awareness, it's considered one of Canada's greatest comedic scripts by one of our greatest playwrights. And while this play does deal with real mental health concerns, like the premise is a man's on the seventh story of a ledge debating ending his life, the biggest decision that a person can make, really. The irony being that in that darkness, there is light.
Greenway adds that he hopes audiences take away a sense of connection through the show's balance between dark and lighter moments.
I think the audience can feel they're not alone, that all of these characters, how ridiculous they are, actually can reflect parts of our society and our humanity, and we can feel a little bit more connected. And I hope that while they laugh through that, they'll also realize, I'm not alone in these feelings, and all these people are just a little, maybe it's just as silly as I am.
Western Edge Theatre's last show of the season hits the stage next month, raising awareness of men's mental health. Seven Stories will run from June 5th to 14th with a special preview on June 4th for invited guests and community members at the OV Arts Center, downtown Nanaimo. The performance will be scheduled across 2 weeks, including matinee shows on June 7th and June 14th. More information is available on the official Western Edge Theater website. For CHLY, this is Luis Sabla.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.